The ex-husband is vengeful. Chapter 241. As for the other ex-classmates, they were all just having fun watching the show. They knew that Leon was an orphan without anything to his name. The fact that Cynthia was Leon's girlfriend meant that Cynthia's family would not be that well off either. Now that Cynthia was dumb enough to offend Dominic, the moment Dominic's reinforcements arrived, what awaited Leon and Cynthia was obvious. "You're trying to leave? It's already too late." Dominic had a sneer on his face when he heard the footsteps outside. The moment he said that, the door to the room opened. The manager walked in with four or five aggressive-looking bodyguards. "Dominic, what's the matter? Who's trying to cause trouble here? How dare they?" the manager said coldly. Dominic pointed at Cynthia and Leon, saying viciously, "It's the two of them. They work together to hurt me. You have to take revenge for me." The manager looked toward where Dominic pointed. When he saw Cynthia's face, his expression immediately changed. He was so scared his legs turned to jelly, and he almost went on his knees. The Shears usually maintained a low profile. If it were anyone else, they might not have recognized Cynthia. However, he was different. As a manager in a 5-star hotel, he regularly met many rich and famous people. He saw Cynthia a few times before, and could immediately tell that Cynthia was the daughter of the Shears. With Cynthia's status, even his boss would not dare to offend Cynthia, let alone a lowly manager like himself. "You have to teach this dog of a couple a lesson for me," Dominic said viciously. "How dare you?" The manager slapped Dominic. "Why did you hit me? I asked you to teach them a lesson." Dominic clutched his red face in disbelief. "Shut up. Do you know who this person is? She's the daughter of the Shears. How dare you be so rude to her? Do you want to die?" the manager berated. "What? The Shears? Could she be one of the four beauties of Springfield City, Cynthia Shear?" Once the manager said who Cynthia was, everyone was shocked. They exploded into a chatter. Even though they never saw Cynthia before, Cynthia's name as one of the four great beauties of Springfield City was very familiar to them. They knew that Cynthia was one of the Shears. Most importantly, the Shears were one of the biggest families in Springfield City. Their power was immense, and no one could touch them. The fact that Cynthia was one of the Shears shocked them to their core. How is that possible?" Dominic was completely dumbfounded in his shock. He thought that Cynthia was Leon's new girlfriend, and there was no way Cynthia would be anyone remarkable. He never would have dreamed that she would be the Cynthia Shear. With Cynthia's noble status, he could not understand how an orphan with nothing like Leon managed to pursue her. It was unbelievable. "Miss Shear, my cousin didn't know who you were. He wasn't trying to provoke you. I apologize to you for his mistakes. I hope you'll forgive him this time," the manager said respectfully. He was so anxious his back kept on sweating. "Do you think I'll forgive him just like that?" Chapter 242. Cynthia scoffed. That scoff sounded like a thunderbolt in Dominic's ears. He suddenly remembered how he rushed at Cynthia earlier. With the power of the Shears, killing him would be easier than killing an ant. If he did not figure out a way to get Cynthia to forgive him, it would be a disaster. Thinking about that, Dominic felt a chill in his heart. He immediately knelt as he pleaded fearfully, "Miss Shear, I didn't do it on purpose. Please be generous and forgive me this one time, now you know to beg for mercy. Why didn't you do that earlier?" Cynthia snorted, not moving at all. She was always a rich heiress who did as she pleased. No one dared to provoke her even in the noble circles of the city. Not only was Dominic rude to her, he even insulted her and Leon, calling them dogs. With her prideful personality, there was no way she could let it go just like that. Dominic felt hopeless at Cynthia's cold expression. His heart completely sank. After that, he seemed to think of something as he scrambled to Leon, pleading, "Leon, we used to be fellow students. Please help me ask Miss Shear for forgiveness." That, Leon did not like Dominic at all at that moment, but he still sighed in the end, thinking about their college days. He pleaded for Dominic's sake, "Cynthia, forget about it. He's an ex, classmate of mine. Can you forgive him for my sake? Do you think you're worth that much?" Cynthia rolled her eyes. When he was with the Shears, Leon cured her grandmother. It was something she was very grateful for. However, since Leon stole her Blue Star of the Sea, she still had some opinions about Leon. That, Leon did not expect himself to be worth so little and felt a bit awkward. Looking at Leon's forlorn look, Cynthia could not stop herself from laughing. She just teased Leon and did not mean anything else by it. There was no way she could disregard Leon's request with how much Leon helped their family. After that, she looked at Dominic, saying coldly, "You're lucky this time. For Leon's sake, I'll spare you. Otherwise, I'd have that filthy mouth of yours beaten rotten. Thank you for your mercy, Miss Shear." Dominic looked like was shown tremendous mercy as he wiped away the sweat on his forehead, finally daring to stand up. He felt a bit happy that he managed to avoid disaster. "Leon, let's go." Cynthia pulled at Leon's arm and turned around to leave. Leon looked over at Janice, but did not say anything. After what Cynthia pulled, he knew that there was no way this gathering would continue. He planned on inviting Janice to come with him, but he remembered that he was there to talk business. Furthermore, Cynthia's personality was hard to grasp, so he decided against it. Looking at Leon and Cynthia leave, everyone finally snapped out of their shock. They knew of Leon's background. He was an orphan without anything and was even a divorcee. Yet, someone as noble as Cynthia had her eyes on someone like Leon. It was unbelievable. Of course, quite a few of them realized that Cynthia might not be Leon's girlfriend, and they just misunderstood things. However, regardless of whether or not they were in a relationship, it was still a fact that Leon was close to Cynthia. Chapter 243. With the power of the Shears, Leon's future would be limitless as long as he clung to them. At the very least, he would be much better off than regular folk like them. Suddenly, they felt a bit of regret. If they knew that Leon was so capable, they should have tried to curry favor with Leon. If Leon ended up making it big in the future, they might have been able to gain something. Yet, they were already too late. In another room, Leon and Cynthia ate as they discussed their cooperation. Everything went very well. After talking through some details, they signed the contract. After everything was settled, the two of them left the hotel. Outside the hotel, Cynthia drove her favorite car as she headed toward the Shears residence. She did not notice two black SUVs slowly following her. When they were on a more secluded road, the SUV behind her looked like it suddenly lost control as it tried to overtake her, slamming into Cynthia's car. Cynthia was completely shocked. She slammed on the brakes and managed to narrowly avoid being hit. However, she still ended up swerving into the greenery but the road. However, thanks to her quick reflexes, she was able to avoid any injuries. Despicable. Cynthia calmed down a little before she walked out of the car angrily. At that moment, two young men walked out of the black SUV. Do you even know how to drive? Do you have eyes? Cynthia shouted at them. Pretty girl, I'm sorry. We didn't do it on purpose. Did you hurt yourself anywhere? Why don't we send you to the hospital to check? One of the men, who was tall and lanky, smiled apologetically as he walked towards Cynthia. I'm fine. Cynthia's anger diminished a little when she saw that they were so apologetic. After that, she wanted to say something when the tall man suddenly changed as he clawed right at her, reaching for her shoulder. Cynthia was shocked. Thankfully, she was quite adept with her skills. After frantically retreating, she turned around to kick the other person's hand away. Wow, you're quick. The man was surprised, not expecting his attack to fail. Who are you? What are you trying to do? Cynthia was shocked and angered, finally understanding that it was not an accident. It was all on purpose. Let's exchange a few blows. The tall man did not waste any time as he shot his companion a look. After that, the two of them lunged at Cynthia. Peak acquired state. So you're both martial artists. Cynthia's expression changed slightly. With the energy from the person's attacks, she could feel that the two of them were martial artists at the peak acquired state. Bang bang bang. Cynthia reacted quickly as she summoned up her energy, attacking the two of them. They immediately attacked together. Cynthia was also a martial artist, as she was at the peak of acquired state just like they were. However, there were two of them, and she struggled to face those numbers. She quickly fell to a disadvantage. Get lost! Cynthia shouted. She knew that the situation was not good, so she did not dare to fight them directly. She found a chance to kick the two of them away before she rushed to her car. Chapter 244. Trying to run? It won't be that easy. At that moment, a cold laugh could be heard. The other SUV from behind was already close by. The door opened, and three young men walked out of the car. One of them had a suit on. His eyes were very sharp, and he felt very threatening. It was obvious he would not be someone easy to deal with. Not good. They had friends. Cynthia had an uneasy feeling in her heart as she started to run toward her car. She was not even able to handle those two earlier. Now that there were three more helpers, she felt like there was no way she could win. Get her! The man in charge shouted coldly. With a wave, the two subordinates rushed towards Cynthia with the lanky man and his friend. They quickly surrounded Cynthia. Who are you guys? What are you trying to do? Cynthia shouted angrily. Who we are isn't important. The important thing is, you should just resign yourself and surrender. Don't make things difficult for yourself. The front man said calmly. Dream on. Do you know who I am? I'm Cynthia, of the Shears. How dare you attack me? Are you sick of living? Cynthia shouted angrily. Miss Shear, you don't have to try and scare me with your family name. I don't care about that. Get her. The man laughed coldly. With his orders, the four subordinates immediately attacked Cynthia. Cynthia hurriedly tried to fight back, but she felt incredibly hopeless. She could feel that the two men who just joined in were at the peak acquired state as well. She was being attacked by four peak acquired state fighters. There was no way she could handle it. She quickly fell into a dangerous situation. She was done for. Did she need to surrender? Cynthia's face paled. She wanted to cry for help, but they were on a secluded road. There was no one at all, so how could she cry for help? Of course, she knew very well that her opponents were all skilled martial artists. Even if someone passed, there was no way they would be able to help her. Thinking about that, Cynthia felt even more hopeless. Right at that moment, they suddenly heard the sound of an engine. A motorcycle was approaching from not far away. The bright lights of the motorcycle were very vibrant at night. It shone right on Cynthia and the four fighters. They struggled to open their eyes to the light and were forced to stop their fighting. Taking that chance, Leon quickly rode close and grabbed Cynthia's arm. Cynthia, get on. Leon pulled her. When Cynthia heard Leon's voice, she was elated. She did not hesitate at all to use Leon's pull to jump into the back of his bike. You want to run? It's not that easy. The leader who just watched quickly reacted. In a flash, he sent a dagger flying right at Leon. Leon panicked, he was not able to start his bike again. He grabbed onto Cynthia's thin waist as he jumped to the ground, avoiding the attack. At the same time, the leader already rushed over. He looked at Leon coldly, "Brat, who are you? How dare you ruin our plans? Do you want to die?" Leon did not bother with him as he looked at Cynthia. "Cynthia, are you all right? Who are these people? Why are they attacking you?" Chapter 245. "I don't know," Cynthia shook her head. Cynthia asked curiously, "Leon, didn't you go home just now? Why are you here?" "Oh, when I was leaving the hotel, I saw that those two cars looked like they followed you, so I decided to follow along," Leon briefly explained. No wonder, Cynthia had a look of realization. After that, she quickly realized that the situation was urgent. It was not the time to talk to Leon. So, she said in a panic, "Leon, these people are very strong. They're all at the peak acquired state. I'll hold them back, you should run." Cynthia walked in front of Leon. When Leon was with the Shears, she briefly exchanged blows with Leon and knew that he might be a martial artist. However, Leon did not use any true energy at all, so she thought that Leon's level was still too low. He was probably only at the initial or intermediate stage of the acquired state, it was a far cry from her skills. She was no match for them, and Leon would not be useful either. It would just send Leon to a pointless death. There was no meaning in that. No can do, I don't have the habit of leaving my companions to die. Leon immediately rejected it. Learning that the four of them were peak-acquired state martial artists from Cynthia, his expression turned serious. Cynthia was quite moved when she heard that Leon did not want to leave her behind, but she was very angry too. Leon, can you stop being stupid? I'm asking you to escape so you can tell my grandfather and have him send men over to save me. If you don't go, the two of us will die here today. I understand what you want, but the situation is not great right now. By the time I get reinforcements, it would already be too late. Leon shook his head, still not willing to leave. It would at least be better than the two of us dying here. Cynthia said in annoyance. Both of us dying here? That might not be the case. Leon smiled calmly. After he exchanged blows with Leopard last time, he found out that Leopard was in the advanced acquired state. The opponents in front of him were stronger than Leopard, and they had a numbers advantage. If it was before, he would have been no match for them. However, he broke through some bottlenecks a few days ago, and reached the advanced meditation phase from the intermediate meditation phase. His skills soared. Even if their opponents were strong, they might not be able to beat him. Your skills are so bad. You're not even at my level. How are you so confident? Cynthia was incredibly frustrated, but she could do nothing about the fact that Leon refused to leave. Have the two of you wasted enough time? Looking at Cynthia and Leon discussing running away, it was as if the two of them did not care about them. The leader had a dark look on his face as he shot a look at Leon. Brat, I don't care who you are. Since you want to die, I'll grant you your wish. Go for Thimi, the leader waved, and the four immediately attacked. He remained standing behind, not attacking. Leon, you should go. Cynthia pushed Leon forcefully toward his bike, she clenched her teeth and rushed straight at the leader. She needed to take out the head of the snake. Cynthia noticed that the leader was not attacked at all, so she thought that he was probably something of a strategist that was not that strong. If she managed to take him down quickly, she might be able to turn the tides. Chapter 246. Of course, she planned for the worst as well. Even if she did not manage to subdue her opponent, as long as Leon managed to escape and contact Shears, their opponents probably would not dare to touch her. Know your place. The leader sneered as he punched Cynthia with incredible force, hitting Cynthia's attack. Boom. With an intense clash, the leader did not move at all. Instead, Cynthia was sent flying as she fell on the ground heavily. Ugh, when she fell to the ground, Cynthia spat out a mouthful of blood. Intermediate. Innate state. Cynthia was completely shocked, ignoring her wounds. When they clashed earlier, she felt that her opponent was not only at the initial innate state, but the intermediate innate state. That kind of skill would put him up there as a true expert among the younger generation in Springfield City 1. Cynthia, hey, are you all right? Leon was shocked at the sight. He immediately avoided the attacks of the other four as he rushed right at Cynthia. Idiot, why haven't you run away? Cynthia was incredibly frustrated. She wanted to rip Leon apart at that moment. She purposely pushed Leon away to give Leon a chance to run. Yet, Leon wasted such a great chance. It was obvious how angry she was. I'll leave right now. Leon immediately turned and ran toward the greenery. He did not run away earlier because he did not want to leave Cynthia alone. He also felt like he would be able to deal with four peak-acquired state martial artists. After looking at the leader's immense skills, he realized that he underestimated them. Even though he did not know how strong being at the intermediate innate state was, he could feel like his skills were slightly worse than that man. If they faced off alone, he might not be able to beat the leader. The man even had four subordinates at the peak acquired state. He would lose if they worked together. If Leon was right, then the sage arts and martial arts came from the same origins. The two of them just had some slight differences in levels. One stage of the sage arts was equal to two stages in martial arts. With his current advanced meditation phase, he would probably be in between the initial and intermediate stages of the innate state. He would be able to beat an initial innate state martial artist, but lose to an intermediate innate state one. Don't let that brat run. The leader had a cold look in his eyes as he immediately orders his subordinates. The four reacted very quickly. All of them rushed right at Leon. The sides of the roads were filled with dense trees. Leon had a frightened look on his face as he rushed into the trees, darting around as he moved forward. The four of them pursued him tightly, but every time they were about to catch Leon, Leon would use the trees to miraculously avoid them. Looking at Leon slowly escaping, Cynthia had conflicted emotions in her heart. Even though she was the one who asked Leon to escape, she was still a girl in the end. She had some wishes and did not want to see Leon leave her alone so emotionlessly. Chapter 247. What was even more hilarious was the fact that Leon kept saying that he would not abandon her. Yet, Leon suddenly ended up fleeing faster than a rabbit. Even four peak-acquired state martial artists could not catch up. It was quite obvious how she would feel. You four idiots. You can't even catch up to a regular person. What's the point of having you around? The leader was furious. He did not feel any true energy in Leon at all, which meant that Leon was not a martial artist. The only possibility was that Leon ran faster than normal. It looks like I'll have to do something. The leader held back his anger as he leaped forward, immediately chasing after Leon. His skills were much stronger than his four subordinates. In just a flash, he quickly caught up. Brat, stay down. The leader sneered as he lashed out in an unbelievably threatening manner, quickly attacking Leon. Ah! Feeling the man's attack, Leon was shocked as he fell to the ground, luckily avoiding his opponent's attack. The leader's attack changed as it continued to head for Leon. He had a cold look on his face. He was already sure that Leon was just a regular person, and Leon fell to the ground with nowhere to run. There was no way Leon would avoid his attack. Yet, before he could feel happy about himself, he was suddenly faced with Leon's mocking expression. No good. The leader was incredibly experienced in combat, and immediately felt that something was wrong. Yet, he was already too late. He saw Leon suddenly raising a leg, kicking the man between the legs with enough force to shatter stone. The man looked incredibly shocked as he rapidly retreated, avoiding Leon's dangerous attack. However, Leon was already prepared for it. Leon flipped himself up and sent a full, powered punch right at his chest. Crack! There was the clear sound of bone cracking as the leader spat out a mouthful of blood. He was sent flying, crashing into a tree behind him as he fell on the ground. Ugh! After he fell to the ground, the leader clutched his chest and spat out a few more mouthfuls of blood. He felt like the bones in his body were in disarray. He almost fainted on the spot. Leon was very strong, only slightly weaker than he was. He was careless and underestimated his opponent, allowing Leon to succeed with his sneak attack, suffering heavy injuries. Brat, don't even think about it. At that moment, the Four Peaks acquired state experts already caught up, and all of them started to attack Leon. Leon was only afraid of the leader. After he heavily injured the leader with a trick, he had no more reservations. He faced the four men's attacks directly. The peak acquired state was only one level away from the initial innate state, but the gap between the two was immense. Even seven or eight peaks acquired state martial artists working together would normally not be able to beat an initial innate state opponent. Furthermore, Leon's skills were already above the initial innate state, and was only slightly away from the intermediate innate state. How could Four Peaks acquired state martial artists be a match for him? In just a moment, the four martial artists were completely defeated. They could no longer fight back. Not good. This guy is an initial innate state expert. We fell for his tricks just now. The four martial artists were shocked and angered, finally understanding the situation. Yet, it was already too late. Chapter 248. Bang bang bang. Taking advantage of them being distracted, Leon launched a few attacks. Defeating the opponent in front with one punch before kicking another one. He broke through them in an instant. The two remaining ones realized that they were in a bad spot, and frantically retreated, narrowly avoiding Leon's attacks. At that moment, the injured leader already managed to force himself to stand up. Seeing that the situation was already decided, he knew that they would not be able to continue fighting against Leon. With Leon's abilities that already exceeded the initial innate state, his subordinates would not be able to defeat Leon. Brat, I'll remember you. I'll make sure you pay me back 10 times over next time. Let's go. The leader viciously glared at Leon as he decisively gave the order to retreat. After that, the Four Peak acquired state martial artists fled. Two of them helped the heavily injured leader while the other two guarded their backs. After that, they quickly fled the area. Leon planned on pursuing them, but he was not confident that he would be able to defeat them. If the opponents were desperate, he might not be able to win. Furthermore, Cynthia was injured by the leader. He was worried for Cynthia's injuries and safety. After a slight moment of hesitation, he decided against pursuing them and turned around. At that moment, Cynthia's face was full of shock, not believing her eyes. Leon injured the leader in one blow before defeating Four Peak acquired state experts. She saw everything. She thought that Leon was unskilled and weaker than her. Initially, she had no hopes for Leon. Yet, she never would have dreamed that Leon would use one blow to deal with the leader. Those skills were at least above the initial innate state. How strong! So Leon's not just a skilled doctor, but skilled at martial arts too. I underestimated him. There was a sparkle in Cynthia's eyes. The Shears were an ancient martial arts family and always admired the strong. Due to the Blue Star of the Sea, she had some snide opinions on Leon before this. Even though Leon was a skilled doctor, she was still unhappy. However, after she witnessed Leon's amazing skills, she was incredibly impressed. Her negative opinions of Leon suddenly disappeared. Cynthia, how are your injuries? Are you all right? Leon walked over and asked with concern. I'm fine, I just suffered some internal injuries. It's nothing too bad, Cynthia shook her head, blushing a little. She thought that Leon left her alone to die so he could escape, but she misjudged him. Leon was trustworthy. He never planned on abandoning her. It's good that you're fine, Leon breathed a sigh of relief. Leon, thank you, it's all thanks to you this time, Cynthia smiled gratefully. An indescribable feeling rose in her heart. Leon should not have anything to do with this matter, but Leon put his own life at risk for her sake. She was very touched, and she started to regard Leon much more highly. No need to thank me. We're friends, you don't have to be so polite, Leon said with a smile. Even though Cynthia's personality was a bit headstrong, her personality was honest and straightforward. When faced with danger, her first thought was to make sure he could escape. Just from that point alone, he appreciated her. On top of that, both of them just sealed a deal, so he already saw Cynthia as a friend. Chapter 249. Friends. You're right, we're both friends. Cynthia was stunned at first, but she smiled after that. Her smile was incredibly radiant and alluring. It was lonely at the top. Since the Shears had wealth and power, and Cynthia grew up as their treasured daughter with unrivaled looks, she never lacked people pursuing her, but she did not have many true friends. Even her friends were mostly aiming for the Shears' wealth. However, Leon was different. Leon's medical skills were amazing, and Leon cured her grandmother without asking for anything in return. Not only that, Leon put his life on the line to save her just now, not even willing to leave her behind to escape when he knew he could not win. He was an excellent character. She immediately accepted Leon as a friend. After that, she called her grandfather and told him about her being attacked. Benedict was furious when he heard that, and immediately sent a few of their family's experts over. They were both there to look at the scene to see if they can find any clues and also there to protect Cynthia from any other attacks. Harvey saw Leon when he hurried over with the men. He found out that Leon saved Cynthia, and represented the Shears in thanking Leon. After handing Cynthia over to Harvey, Leon no longer had a reason to stay. So he bid farewell and left. Cynthia, do you know who attacked you this time? Harvey had a dark look on his face. Cynthia shook his head and said, I don't know. However, we've never had a good relationship with the Fields. I wonder if it's them. Just like the Shears, the Fields were also one of Springfield City's four great families. The two families had some clashes when it came to business, so their relationship was not the best. Even though Cynthia did not know who the enemy was this time, the fact that the enemies managed to mobilize 5 martial artists in one go, even with one of them at the intermediate innate state, meant that they had a significant backer. There were not many people in Springfield City with that amount of power, and the Fields were one of them. It's possible. Fields, if I find out that it's your doing, I won't let any of you off easily. Harvey clenched his fists as a sharp glint flashed in his eyes. At a luxurious mansion in a city, a young man about 26 or 27 of age sat on the sofa in the living room with 2 scantily clad and beautiful women in his arms. The young man's hands were under the clothes of both those women. He ate fruits fed from those women as his hands roamed all over, doing whatever he wanted with them. Right at that moment, a hurried flurry of footsteps could be heard. The leader and his 4 subordinates barged inside. The young man frowned as he took his hands away from the women, motioning for them to leave. "Gordon, how did it go?" the man asked in a low voice. Looking at the state they were in, he felt an uneasy feeling in his heart. Gordon and his men immediately knelt, saying, "Sir, I failed in my task, I didn't manage to capture Cynthia Shear." "Trash. You have so many people, and you can't even get a single girl. What's the point of having you around?" The young man was furious. He slammed his hand on the table in front of him, and the marble table split into 2. "Sir, it was my fault, however, we should have already succeeded. It's just that some brat barged in from nowhere and ruined our plans." Chapter 250. Gordon and his men had fearful looks on their faces as they hurriedly reported everything that happened. "Who's that guy? Could it be one of the Shear's bodyguards?" the man said coldly. "He had a very vicious aura around him. It was completely different from how he acted earlier." "That I don't know," Gordon said anxiously. "What's his level at? Is he in the intermediate innate state, or the advanced innate state? Someone young who's as strong as he is shouldn't be anyone unknown," the young man asked. He knew that Gordon was in the intermediate innate state, and Gordon even had 4 subordinates who were in the advanced acquired state. If their opponent was not at the intermediate innate state or above, there was no way he could have defeated Gordon and his men. "He's not, he's only at the initial innate state, and is just a little away from intermediate," Gordon answered truthfully. "What? The initial innate state?" The man was furious. He raised his hand and punched Gordon. Bang! Gordon flew back, rolling on the ground a few times before he spat out a mouthful of blood. "You useless trash. How could you have lost to an initial innate state martial artist with your skills? What are you doing?" the young man berated angrily. "Please forgive me. I was just careless, and fell for his tricks." Gordon's face was pale as he climbed on the ground before he slowly knelt in front of the man, recounting what happened. "If you weren't so loyal, I would have had you killed," the man said coldly. With the matter as it was, he knew that there was no reason to punish Gordon and his men any further, so he decisively ordered, "Take a few days to look into that brat's identity. I don't care who he is. Since he messed with my plans, I'll make sure he dies," the young man said coldly. "Yes, yes, Gordon and his men hurriedly acknowledged the order before they got up and left. On the other end, Leon went back home to get some of his things before he drove straight to Mist Cloud Mountain. He already finished handling the matter with the medicinal materials, so he needed to gather a lot of morning dew with spiritual energy after that to ensure a smooth manufacturing process. However, the spiritual energy in the mountain behind Iris's home was limited, and it was unable to fulfill his needs, so Leon immediately decided on Mist Cloud Mountain. The last time, Leon noticed that the spiritual energy on the top of Mist Cloud Mountain was incredibly dense and pure when he went there with Iris. If he used the energy convergence circle to change the spiritual energy into morning dew, he should at least satisfy Elegante's production needs for half a year. On the top of Mist Cloud Mountain, Leon climbed up when it was still dark, setting up the circle on the peak of the mountain before he started. Since he had nothing else to do, he decided to train himself outside the circle. The spiritual energy at the peak of Mist Cloud Mountain was incredibly dense and pure. With Leon's current level, he could not absorb such dense spiritual energy. However, thanks to the fact that most of the spiritual energy at the peak was being absorbed by the energy convergence circle, the remaining spiritual energy was much less dense. Furthermore, he already broke through to the advanced meditation phase a few days ago. He was not too affected by training outside of the circle. After a night passed, Leon absorbed quite a bit of pure spiritual energy, and his skills soared again. At the same time, he used the energy convergence circle to gather a lot of morning dew that contained spiritual energy. What an amazing energy circle! In just one short night, it's completely absorbed the spiritual energy at the peak of Mist Cloud Mountain. Spread the love.